Good morning, good morning. Okay, so yesterday, some of you weren't here yesterday, so I'll just have to give a quick summary. We deconstructed human identity and Jewish identity into two systems, not two forces. Yetzirah, good morning, not discussing Sefer HaTanya. And yesterday, in a very, very famous piece in Perek Beis, he deconstructed Jewish identity into two systems, not two forces within one system. We all think we're integrated. We're one person. We've got different forces, different urges, Yetzer Tov, Yetzer Hara, subconscious, conscious. Imagine that there are two souls, not body and soul, but two totally different yous that are welded together. One is called the Nefesh Behemis. One is called the Nefesh Elokis. The Nefesh Elokis is not just crafted by Hashem in the image of Hashem, but has an essence of Hashem. Very famous, everyone here today. Were you here yesterday? No, so no one was here yesterday. So the most famous phrase in Hasidus is Nefesh Eloka Mimal Mamish. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu breathed part of his essence into that second Nefesh, that Nefesh that a Jew has, the Nefesh Elokis. That means that every Jew is infallible and that every Jew is unbreakable no matter how far. This is where Hasidus, this is how it develops, this idea that Jews have this beauty that can't be tarnished, that can't be removed, that's simply irreplaceable, because every single Jew has that second Nefesh that is not just created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but has an essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the foremost famous words in Hasidus, Nefesh Eloka Mimal Mamish. And I talked about how when Chabad and Hasidim in general learn Tanya, they learn it like we learn Chumash. They'll read it again and again. They'll chant it like Shtayim Mikra V'Chatargum. They'll make sure the text is the same text as if you read it from Torah Shebichsav, from the Sefer Torah. Okay, so every Jew has those two systems. The one system called Nefesh Behemis, which of course is created by Hashem, but we'll talk about that later. The other system is Nefesh Eloka Mimal Mamish. And we also discussed yesterday that the Nefesh Eloka Mimal Mamish, or what we call the Nefesh Elokis, itself splits into three. So if two systems of human identity, that system of Nefesh Elokis has what's called Ruach, Nefesh, and Neshama. So the word Nefesh is used in two contexts. It's used to denote two systems, Nefesh Behemis, Nefesh Elokis. But within the Nefesh Elokis, there are three streams, or three lanes, three components. Nefesh is activities, Ruach is emotions, heart, Neshama is machshava, thought. So that Nefesh Elokis has three pathways, or three expressions, thought, emotions, and actions. Nefesh, Asiya, Ruach, Lev, Neshama, thought. Okay, so now we've established, this is a quick summary of what we described yesterday. Okay, now, the Baal HaTanya is going to further deconstruct the three parts of the Nefesh Elokis. But to understand this, you have to understand a little bit about Sviros. And I don't mean Sviros Omer, I mean Sviros. Okay, it's a little bit complicated. I'll try to make this coherent. Okay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is infinite. We're finite. This pen has limits, material, space, time. In 250 years, this pen won't be here. It'll probably be corroded, decomposed. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is infinite, beyond time, beyond place. Not only that, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't physical. So Hashem is non-physical. There's nothing physical limiting about him. So how does HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all reality comes from Hashem, how does reality come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to this pen? Because Hashem created this pen, or at least created the material that humans put together to create the pen, created the creativity, the engineering, the material, the know-how. So how does HaKadosh Baruch Hu, being infinite, being non-physical, translate into material, limited, finite reality? That is known in Kabbalah as Hishtalshelut. Hishtalshelut is trickle down. Hishtalshelut is cascading. Slow movement from one sphere to another, in which slowly and gradually Hashem's ethereal, non-physical, infinite, not limited by time or space, essence can translate into the material, limited, physical world that we know. There are four worlds through which HaKadosh Baruch Hu's infinite essence trickles down. Those four worlds are known by an acronym, Abiyah, Aleph Beis Yud Ayin. The word Abia stands for Atzilus, which is the top world. The next world is Bria Beis. The next world is Yud Yitzira. The bottom world is Ayin Asiya. And this is what makes Kabbalah Kabbalah. We're describing worlds we don't live in. Science, even if we were super empowered, we'd live forever, we had all the scientific tools, we're able to push back the frontiers of science and study our entire universe as broad as it is, it ends at a certain point. And imagine walking out that door into another world. It's okay, you walk out of this medish into another world. We can't see those worlds. We have to accept that they exist. It's called Kabbalah. To accept the Masara, that worlds, this world that we live in, our world, empirically, it can be proven. We never can prove it because it's so vast and so diverse and so beyond human comprehension. But in theory, if Hashem just empowered us with enough tools, science, years, resources, energy, we could decode it. But the other worlds, we can't. Atzilus is that top world, which is really nothing created. I use a word that I'm a little uncomfortable about using about a Kodesh Baruch Hu, but for the sake of clarity, it's a world of secretion. Right? When you secrete something from your body, you're not creating anything. It's just part of you is moving aside. Part of you is being discharged. Part of you is being sent off. So the world of Atzilus is the highest world, which part of Hashem's essence is separating from Hashem's unity, Hashem's integral, unified, it's only one. And then it trickles down. The next world is the world of Bria, which is creation, but not really physical creation. Creation, thought. Remember, Hashem doesn't have thought. Hashem is thought. Hashem said to create separate thought. And then the next world is Yetzira, which is physical creation. And the bottom world is Asiya. That's our world. So Hashem's infinite non-physical essence trickles down in Shtalshut. Okay? So those are called the spheres. Now, in the top sphere of Atzilus, there are 10 spheros that help this trickle down. There are 10 components to that system, that world of Atzilus. Those are known as the Eser Sephiros. Those Eser Sephiros are divided into 3 primary Sephiros and 7 subsidiary Sephiros. The 3 primary Sephiros are intellectual capabilities, which is very odd because people normally associate Hasidus with experientialism, maybe mysticism, non-cognitive experience, the suppression of cognition. It's a very, very intellectual, cerebral Hasidus. Remember, Kabbalah, at its root, is not mystical. Kabbalah is the study. If you go back to the Ramban wasn't levitating, the Ramban wasn't subconscious, the Ramban wasn't standing in a forest, he was sitting over a sefer studying Kabbalah. So Kabbalah is an intellectual pursuit. There are mystical strands to Kabbalah, not just to study, but to experience and to subdue your intellect. But so Chabad Hasidus in particular is very intellectual, which is very unique, very different from classic Hasidus, which is much more experiential, not thought-based. So the 3 primary sephiros, and those 10 spheres of the upper world, are Chachma, Bina, and Das. What does that sound like? Chachma, Bina, and Das? Chabad. This is where Chabad comes from. Chachma, Bina, Vadas. Those are the primary ones. There was a Seichel based. They spawn or generate 7 subsidiary, what are called Midos. Midos come from Seichel. And when I use the word Midos and use the word Midos, you think psychologically, humility, modesty, perseverance, commitment, loyalty, respect. Midos means aspects of that upper world that allow Kadosh Baruch Hu's infinite presence to trickle down. Those are based loosely on the pasuk, L'chashem ha-gedula, v'ha-givura, v'ha-tiferes, v'ha-netzach, v'ha-hod, t'chol v'ha-shamay. Loosely on that pasuk, there are 7 steps. That's why the Sfiras Omer tries to create a 7x7 matrix, chesed, givura, tiferes, all the words that you're familiar with from Sfiras Omer. But they come from Seicha. Okay? Now, here's the most important part of today's shir, a quick shir, I've got to head to the doctor for a moment, is that just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates and everything in that world is from Hashem, and therefore it's structured as 10, 3 and 7, 3 primary Chabad, 7 secondary, well, what else is created as a breath of Hashem, a secretion from Hashem, a discharge from Hashem? What else is created like that upper world? Everyone here. Everyone's a Jew. Everyone has that nefesh elokis. And how Hashem created the nefesh elokis? Manda nafach midilei nafach. Hashem breathed into us. So that world of Atzilus, that's a discharge or emanation, is a better word, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, has a 3x7, 10 spheral structure, and so do we. And therefore, that nefesh elokis, which again subdivides along 3, nefesh, ruach, and neshama, thought, heart, and activity, each of those has 10 parts to it. Each of those nefesh, ruach, and neshama of the nefesh elokis itself has 10 parts, And those 10 parts are 3 by 7. 3 primary parts, 7 secondary parts. And since we don't have enough time today, I'll just give you a trailer for tomorrow. Tomorrow we're going to talk about those 3 primary mitzvos called Seichel, Chabad, Chochma, Bina, Das. And it's going to deconstruct how we acquire information. This is very the fancy word for it in clinical epistemology. How do you acquire information? How do you assimilate information? And of course, for us, it's not just information, but the information of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and His will and His Ratzon. How do we encounter Hashem? And it's going to lead to the very famous statement that when you're learning Torah, Kimachabeg es HaMelech, it's like you're hugging HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We'll see how he gets there. Because he first has to, didn't just say that when you're learning Torah, it's like you're hugging Hashem. He's going to dissect, when you're studying Torah, what are the 3 parts of your mind that are engaged? What are the 3 stages of studying HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon? That's why the word Chabad is so iconic, because the word Chabad constitutes an acronym for those 3 primary traits of Seichel, primary traits in the upper world of Atzilus, the primary traits in each of the 3 parts of my Nefesh Elokis, not the Nefesh Behemoth, it's 2 Nefesh joined together, the Nefesh Elokis, 3 parts, each part is 10. Amongst those 10, there are 3 primary parts, and that's where the seat of your encounter with Hashem is going to lie. The way that you excel at Chabad. In your Ruach, Chabad in your Neshama, Chabad in your Nefesh Elokis. This is very, very deep dive into human identity, religious identity. You're part of the cosmos, another fancy word, cosmology. When you're involved in these meters, you're not just involved in Musar and a moral crusade, but you're basically building the histalshalus of the universe in your own heart, in your own essence. You may be affect the cosmos. That's Reb Chaim Volozhin. When he describes Kabbalah, it's not just unilateral, it's bilateral. Just like you're affected by the histalshalus from the Lamas Elyonus, you can also affect the histalshalus by perfecting your own Chabad and your own spheres. You can turn it back, turn the energy back, feed energy into the power grid, like you've got these solar panels, and feed it back into the power grid. We'll see this tomorrow. Okay? Welcome, Akiva. Good morning, good morning. Excuse me, I'm going to rush out to the doctor. You know, could I have a volunteer here, please, for a second? It's just been Adam Lechaver. I don't want to keep the doctor waiting. Can someone just put Weimer filling for me? Please, I just want to keep the doctor. It's not fair to him. Good morning, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.